Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. And I got to tell you, our special guest here, and of course it is Mental Health Awareness Month, but we've got a man on with us. I have to believe when he was born, someone said to him, a picture is worth a thousand words, because he has taken more pictures of more brains than anybody else, and he's learned so much from it. And the person that introduced me to Dr. Daniel Amen is Dr. Sherry Keffer. They're both here. Hi, guys. Welcome, and thanks for being on New Life Live today.
Hey, it's great to be with you. And 183,000 pictures of brains. Is that right, Dr. Amen?
I know. Pretty crazy.
Huh? I know.
It's persistence. It's being persistent, and they've just taught me so many things, like you actually should take care of your brain and hit soccer balls with your head, and alcohol is not a health food. Some really important pieces of information. And the prayer and meditation actually supports brain health. What a concept.
Well, Dave Stoop, my best friend who died, he was such a believer in meditation, not Middle Eastern meditation, but meditation that really was focused on God, and it helped so many people. And you have written this. Yeah, go ahead, Sherry.
I was going to say, and I'm really a believer in looking at the brain. I think having worked with you for 5 years, it permanently changed me, because now I can't really see a human being without also having this kind of editorial in the back of my head trying to figure out their brain type, right? But I have had so many clients that have been more complex come in, and I think truly, and I think about a couple that came in, I couldn't have even begun to help this couple had they not come to you and had spec scans done. There was trauma. There was sleep apnea. They were fighting actually in the waiting room. I could hear them when I was in with my client before. And there had been a lot of hurt and pain, bipolar disorder. I would have been taking their money and really not giving them anything that could really help them heal. It wasn't until they got their brains figured out that they started getting traction in their relationship, and I could actually do the couple's work with them. It became, made me a believer in looking and sorting some things out, especially when, people keep doing the same thing over and over again and they're not changing.
Well, it makes sense. And, I would have entitled the new book, its title is Your Brain is Always Listening. I would have had you title it, Can 183,000 Brains Be Wrong? And they can't be. You just have seen so many. And I love it when we can do something practical. But the brain has, of course, a huge role in this plague called procrastination, putting things off. And you talk in your book about triggers that can trigger you not to do the thing you need to do. Just talk about that for a second before we go to a break.
Well, there's a whole section in the new book on bad habit dragons. What are the habits that ruin our lives? And one of them is procrastination, that is triggered whenever you have a deadline, when you're faced with a task or decision, or when other people expect something from you. That can actually turn off your frontal lobe, so you don't get done what you need to get done. And so understanding it could have a brain component is so important. And then there just is three words. Does it fit? if you can just ask yourself that every day when you're going to do something, does it fit the goals I have for my life? It'll really help with procrastination. Mm.
All right. The name of the book, Your Brain is Always Listening. We'll talk about that. We'll take your calls right after this. Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Daniel Amen, Stephen Arterburn here, just for you on New Life Live.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn here, and we've got Dr. Amen on. It is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm talking about that on the podcast at 5 o'clock every day, going deeper. We're going to go to James, who's calling us from Rapid City, South Dakota. Listens online. Hey, James, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you? What's going on in your life?
I was just calling to see if I can get some help for my son or so I could learn how to maybe help him. He seems to think he's suffering from something called depersonalization. And I've never even heard of that, and I have absolutely no idea how to help him with that.
Why does he think he's suffering from that? Who diagnosed that, or what happened?
Well, he didn't get diagnosed with it or anything. He's just been looking at some stuff online, and I think that really resonates with him on how he's feeling.
Mm-hmm. And did anything in particular trigger him starting to think that about himself, or just one day he woke up and thought that?
Yeah, he was at work one day, and he took two marijuana edibles, and he's been suffering with this ever since then.
Hmm.
And then we kind of just moved recently too, so I think that has something to do with it as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but he just feels like he can't be happy. You just feel like his brain's constantly going all the time, like he can't
right.
sit still, he can't concentrate, things
okay.
like that.
All right, so let me start with you, Dr. Keffer. What are you thinking here? And then we'll ask Dr. Amen his thoughts on this one incident with some edible marijuana.
So you know what? You know you have that kind of parental gut, that wondering that goes on inside. Do you think that this is the only time he's been using marijuana?
Yeah, this is the only time he's ever done it.
But you believe him?
Yes.
What makes you believe him?
Just because of the kind of kid that he is. And, he's pretty honest with me about things that he does. And it was a pretty traumatic experience for him when he did it.
Okay, so it scared him.
I don't think he'll ever do it again. Yeah, it scared him really bad.
Well, this is the thing. It sounds like your son is dealing with high levels of anxiety. And
yeah.
I'm not sure how long he's been dealing with high levels of anxiety. Has that been something that since he's little? How young is he? I mean, how old is he? 15?
He's 18.
He's 18. So how long has he been dealing with anxiety?
Probably for quite a while.
Like over a decade?
Probably, yeah.
And just one more question. When's the first time you remember him dealing with anxiety? When did you notice it?
He just seems to worry about a lot of things. And He looks way down the road. He just worries about everything. Like right now he's worrying about how he's going to get a job,
yeah.
these different things like that.
And so sometimes brains that worry like that will do a lot of research online.
Yeah.
And they're constantly mm-hmm. trying to make sense of what they're feeling. He might be struggling. If he can't be happy, there might be some depression. Something bad might have happened to him. He might have felt bullied at school. He might have been dealing with anxiety, and that worry brain can wear a kid out. if there isn't a way of calming his brain. I mean, sometimes kids will try marijuana, well, edibles, because they'll hear about it, and they're really seeking to, they're seeking calm is what they're seeking. Do you notice him being detached from reality? Have you seen a shift? Like, depersonalization is someone who's really more detached from reality. Have you seen that big of a change in him, or do you think he's just trying to figure out why he feels so, doesn't feel good inside himself?
No, I think he's just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I think, like, we just moved to a different state, and I think in his mind, he doesn't want to believe that it's really real, that we've actually done this.
Okay.
You know, and he's struggling with that.
All right, let's hear from Dr. Amon, see what he has to say. Dr. Amon, what are you thinking as you hear this unfold before us?
Well, just so everybody understands what we're talking about, depersonalization is a state in which one's thoughts and feelings seem unreal, or they don't belong to yourself, which one loses your sense of identity. I see it a lot. It's often related to drugs, but not always. Sometimes one of your temporal lobes are underneath your temples and behind your eyes, they fire funny. And when they fire funny, it can give you the sense that things aren't real. Yes, getting him help for managing the worry, the anxiety. Now, let's just be clear. Some anxiety is good. He just moved to a new state. He's 18. He's worried about work. I mean, you want a baseline of healthy anxiety. Too much is bad because it makes you suffer. Too little, you go to jail because you don't make good decisions. So some anxiety is good. Sounds like his is too much. He needs therapy to help lower it so he's not, you know, thinking about alcohol or thinking about marijuana. He's telling you he's suffering. And so to understand that, we always think, and I talk about in your brain is always listening in four big circles. So what's the biology? What's going on in his brain? That's why we look at it. What's the psychology? Sounds like his brain is filled with, we call them ants, automatic negative thoughts. There's a whole chapter on how to get rid of the ants. Socially, well, he just moved, so his support system is much less. And spiritually, really important at his age is, why is he on the planet? What is his deepest sense of meaning and purpose, his connection to God? Mm. So getting him healthy, you really have to be working always in those four circles.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm glad you called. And, you know, here again, it's an old-fashioned thing. You just need to get him counseling. You need to get him some help for that anxiety. And we can help you with that, and we can help anybody. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'll send you Take Your Life Back. I think that will be a great book for you guys to go through together. I think it will help him. How about we go over here to Nancy, Orlando, Florida. WTLN's the station. Hi, Nancy. You're on with Dr. Amon. How can we help today?
Oh, hi there, Dr. Heyman. You're so important. And Dr. Sherry, and you too, Dr. Steve.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Thank you too.
thank you. My daughter, it's very hard to talk with her. I try not to. She gets her feelings hurt really bad, and she gets really angry. And how do I tell the difference between hurting their feelings and saying some truths?
Okay.
So if we were talking with her, what would she say?
Would she say, "Mom's, she doesn't talk to me kindly," or "I can't handle Mom saying anything negative"? What do you think she would say to us?
Yeah, I think you think I'm blaming her, and she thinks I'm saying negative stuff, but I do say some truth. Like, she'll bring up the subject, like she said, men just like to always stay out there. They you know, want to always just talk with their friends or go play basketball, da-da-da. They're always out there. And I said, well, if you complain too much, or you have to give them some free time. If you complain too much, then they don't want to really be around. Because I know she's very needy, and she's a perfectionist. Nobody is ever good enough. And her first husband told her that.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. What was life like with her and her dad when she was at home?
There was a lot of arguing. It was horrifying arguing mm-hmm. all the time. She was diagnosed with anxiety too, but she doesn't take her medicine mm-hmm. only when she's desperate.
Okay.
So she saw a lot of arguing a lot.
All right. Sherry, get us started here, and then we'll turn it over to Dr. Amon.
Could I be your daughter for a second? Could I just kind of speak from her heart? And it might be a little potent to hear this from me, Nancy, but, you know, I think I've had your daughter in my office. In fact, I haven't just had her. I've had many of your daughters in my office. And I think this is what she'd want to say to you, Nancy. I think she'd want to say, Mom, I wish I could just share my opinions. I wish I could share my feelings, and I wish I could share my thoughts without you having to give me your opinion, without having to correct me, without having to tell me what I need to do or don't do. It's so frustrating sometimes, Mom, because I just want to chill. Like, I could even maybe, like, sigh, and then you wonder what's going on with me. It's hard for us to just be in the same room and to rest.
It is. But I want to help her because I want her to have a good relationship with somebody.
But this is.
She needs to learn.
But this is the thing, my dear. This is the thing, my dear. Your desire to help her comes out as control. It comes out as trying to fix her. It puts your daughter in
right.
it puts your daughter into a petri dish that feels very uncomfortable. None of us like feeling studied like a specimen, or, you know. And I know your heart is good. It's in the it's a good heart, but it's being channeled. Your anxiety is being channeled because you're afraid of what might happen to her, but that pushes her further away. Instead of trying to fix or control, it means being curious. When your daughter shares that situation, all men are da 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 da, it's coming from the perspective of this. Oh, well, that's an interesting thought. Tell me more. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's interesting. Tell me more. It's giving her space that she can be heard and not fixed. But it's a product of anxiety in your brain.
Yeah.
Dr. Amon, can you kind of speak into that, or maybe something else that you're seeing?
Maybe all men are like that.
Well, I've got an answer for that after Dr. Amon. Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Amon.
I actually wrote down the same things that I want, that if I was helping you, I would teach you active listening. That's what Jerry's trying to teach you. Because when you throw your opinion in to someone like your daughter, it's sort of like she wears Teflon, and your opinion just bounces off her, which is so frustrating for you, because you're just doing it out of love. And so just repeat the last three words she says, and then be quiet long enough for her to really feel like you see her. Now, there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on. The trauma that she experienced growing up when she was little, the modeling of difficult relationships with her dad, that all of that is feeding into why she's anxious. And I think continuing to encourage her to get help, but only after she feels like you see her. And active listening would just be a great skill for you to become masterful at.
And, you know, you might want to say to connect with her, oh, that must make you feel kind of hopeless about the future. Where do you think those feelings come from? And then you end on, you know, I really believe not every man is like that, and I think you're special enough. You're going to find that man that isn't like that.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and really glad that you've tuned in to us today, National Mental Health Awareness Month, and Dr. Amen has a book, The End of Mental Illness. Today we're talking about his book, Your Brain is Always Listening. The reason that's the title is because your brain is always listening. You can get a copy of that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, a gift of any amount, we send you a copy of Dr. Dave Stoop's book. It was one of the greatest books he wrote, You Are What You Think. And this book received the highest honor of any book in the entire world. You could buy it in an airport. Whenever you have a book that shows up on the kiosk in an airport, it just doesn't get much better than that. He sold millions. So that's our way of saying thank you for helping us. And every gift you give, of course, it is matched. Let's go back to our phones, and we're going to talk with Jennifer, Pensacola, Florida. WEGS is that great station there. Hi there. How are you today, and how can we help?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling today because I have a grandson that I'm primary caregiver for. He's 7. We're about to celebrate 2 years post his left temporal lobectomy and hippocampus removal due to intractable epilepsy.
Okay.
He has
did
lots
that help?
Of behavior
did that,
issues.
Did that take care of the problem?
We're still sort of wondering. He had focal seizures that were very hard to detect and very rarely seen on EEG. So he's having some episodes again that we're wondering is evidence that something's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually how we phrase it. Something's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're not real sure. We'll go back for his 2-year post-op this summer.
Okay, how can we help you though?
So
what are you wondering about?
Okay, so he's also diagnosed as being on the autism spectrum. ADHD, oppositional defiant. He struggles with some sensory issues. My most important question is, during his brain mapping that they did before the surgery, they determined that the portion of his brain they were taking out was not being used at all. That everything had already rerouted itself, which made a lot of sense because he was talking at 2 and doing all these things. We thought he was a prodigy.
But, yeah.
Because he was just so brilliant at such a young age. When he came out of surgery, it appeared nothing had changed, which was wonderful, except he was a little meaner, a little edgier, a little less... kind,
okay.
If you will.
So tell us, the question. Give us the question that Dr. Amen and Dr. Keffer can help you with. What do you think?
Okay, so my question is, because his brain rerouted itself before the surgery, would the SPECT scan be beneficial so that we can determine what parts are either overactive at this point or underactive so that we can get him more help? He's currently in ABA therapy in the home.
Okay, let's get
to medication.
Okay, well, let's try to get to the answer here, and I'll turn it over to you, Dr.
Okay.
Amen. What are you thinking here?
Well, Jennifer, I'm just so happy you called. He is actually a common patient for us. Patients who have temporal lobe disorders that also have ADHD, oppositional defiant disorder, and autism. How do you know what to do next unless you get a functional imaging study like SPECT? It reminds me, I was at a party once for a nonprofit foundation, and a woman came up and told me her 17-year-old son had chased her around the house with a meat cleaver. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And no one had ever looked at his brain, except he had temporal lobe epilepsy after a surgery when he was a child. And I could see that damage. So we'll see the damage on his temporal lobe on the scan. But that's not really why you're scanning him. It's like, well, what else is going on? And for him, his frontal lobes were just on fire. They were working way too hard. And when we calm them down, you know, now he finished college, he's living independently, he's got a job. But without a map, and, you know, Steve said this at the top of the show, I like looking at pictures, a picture's worth a thousand words, but a map is worth a thousand pictures. A map tells you where you are and gives you direction on how to get to where you want to go. And obviously, he's in trouble, and yes, he has real neurological issues. But what else is going on? And if we can better balance his brain, he can get closer to the potential he has. I have a clinic in Atlanta that's the closest one to you. We're going to open a new clinic in South Florida this fall. So many of our patients come from Florida.
All right. I'm glad that you called. And so I guess, you know, I'm going to send you a copy of Raising Great Kids to help you a little bit with other areas. But I guess the answer is, you know, it would really be helpful if you could get him to one of the clinics and look at that brain and how it's functioning, where it's active, where it's not. I just can't imagine how valuable that would be. I'm really glad that you called. Anybody needs some help, if you need some information on Dr. Amen's clinics, you can just call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. We'll be back right after this for more of New Life. Glad you're here today with Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Daniel Amen.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We never take it for granted that you're either listening or watching. I hope you'll join me for my mental health series I'm doing on Going Deeper, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Going Deeper, just look for that, and you'll see it there. But I hardly ever mention this, but you can download the New Life Ministries app, and you can watch the program or listen anytime. You can subscribe to the podcast at iTunes, and you could give us a 5-star rating on our iTunes. Wouldn't that be cool? Subscribe to us everywhere you possibly can. Speaking of 5-star ratings, Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio with a 5-star rating all the time from all of us. Larry, what do you have for us today?
Steve, we have this matching gift going on, and I really want to try to focus, help people understand why we need it and why we're asking for it. I mean, I want to remind everybody that this was a group of donors, got their financial resources together, what they would give to New Life, but they made a condition. We'll give it if you'll find that much money from the rest of your donors. And it's not a sly motive on our part of what we want to do. This came straight from the donors. And it will mean, it's a big deal. But here's one of the reasons why I want to do this. I have, this lady writes, I have a mini library of New Life books, Bibles, and CDs. The ministry has pulled me through seasons of grief, shame, guilt, and eating disorder. Each ministry service representative in Texas is so understanding, supportive, caring, and dedicated to helping others. The workshops have been life-changing for me. This ministry has been my lifeline for so many years, even though my fear of stammering and not getting words out often holds me back for fear of embarrassment. Hmm. I'm grateful. No, thank you and the New Life family for all that you do on behalf of others. So she's talking about the ministry service representatives. Those folks don't exist without your support.
Right.
You know, they're sitting there. We have a phone system we pay for. They all get their headsets. We have a building they can sit in. But it's all because it takes money. It takes money to put this program on. So, folks, that's why we need your support. We need it by May 31. We got to get this match by May 31.
May 31.
So you got to get a match. I say we got to get a match. We're not doing anything. You folks are doing the work for us. So thank you.
I think we are. We've proven over the years we're good partners with your support. We'll do the very best we can with it. And here, it's doubled in effectiveness right off the bat. You can help us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And we'll send you a copy, just a way of saying thanks. Dr. Dave Stoops' book, You Are What You Think. It's a really good one. Thank you, Larry. Okay. Appreciate that. Let's go to Joy, Boston, Massachusetts. W-E-Z-E is the station. Hello, Joy. Welcome to New Life. How are you?
Thank you, Steve. Thank you all for being there, especially Dr. Amid. I feel like I'm at the end of my rope. I don't know what else to do. I have been in therapy for approximately 45 years. I've been waiting for an EMDR therapist for quite a long time. Since COVID, my panic anxiety and agoraphobia has come back.
Hmm.
And what topped it off was last week I got a letter for an inspection. And I flipped out so bad. I was so close. I was told to go to the hospital. I couldn't do it. I battled with that all day, all night. It was the worst panic anxiety attack I've ever had. I didn't know if there was something more going on because I was too afraid to go to the hospital. I could not go through with the inspection. I said, no, they can't come. I'm sick, they can't come. And so now I'm living in fear of when the inspection will be. I have not been able to prepare for the inspection. I've wanted to, but I am so filled with anxiety, and I am so scared. I feel so paralyzed.
Okay. What's the question that we could help you with? What were you thinking we might be able to help you with when you call?
What do I need now that could help me? Is there something else that could help that is... isn't helping? I mean, I've gone through different medications over the years. I've got depression, PTSD, OCD. I've got so many things. And sleep apnea, insomnia. I grew up in mental illness and violence.
Okay.
And neglect.
Well, I'm gonna turn this over to Dr. Amen and see if he has a thought about what might be helpful for you at this stage. Dr. Amen, what are you thinking?
So, Joy, I'm so sorry for your pain. It's decades of pain, actually, almost all of your life. Has anybody looked at your brain?
No.
Yeah, because like a lot of people have tried to help you, but it just sounds like they're flying blind. And keep hanging on to the rope, very important. But it's a very common story for people who come to Amen Clinics. On average, they have 4.2 diagnoses. You talked about you have multiple things. That's our average. They failed 3.3 providers and 6 medications. And that's our average person. And so the imaging can help us, you know, do you have an infection? Is there mold going on? It sounds like there's generational trauma. So it's work, but it's so worth doing because when you get your brain healthier, you react in a more helpful way. There's a quote that I've just been waiting to read. I helped my wife write. She's getting an award. And one of the quotes I just love, it's from Christine Obaugh, says, "If you don't heal what hurts you, you can bleed on people who didn't cut you." And I just love that because I've been bled on by people I haven't cut. And but part of the healing,
I stay away from people because I'm so triggered.
Yeah.
I stay away from people. I've been sitting here waiting for my turn, and the anxiety just kept building and building as I was hearing things. I'm triggered left and right all the time. I feel like I just want to go in bed, put the covers over my head, and stay there.
Yeah,
it's a horrible way to have to exist. We really feel for you. Sherry, you have a thought here?
Hey, Joy, this is Sherry. Hey, what is the...
Thank you.
Yeah, what's the inspection for? Can you tell us what that was for?
Yes, yes. My family and I have a hoarding disorder. And the management, new management's been trying to get me evicted.
Oh, got
and
it.
I was okay. I worked on it. Okay. And then COVID came, and I fell back.
Yeah.
I fell so far back that I can't do it now. I lost my ex-husband, who I was very close to, through COVID. My daughter was with him when he died. Tomorrow will be 1 year that he passed away.
Yeah.
And none of my kids want to share that with me at all. They're very, very distant from me. And
so sad.
They do not want to get together, share that in any way. I'm very, very lonely. Isolated, have
I'm
no family,
so sorry.
No church.
You know what?
Alone all the time.
Totally get it. You know what's so interesting as I'm hearing your story, Joy? I went through quite a long season of my life where I felt very helpless. And I don't think I've even told anybody this. I don't think I've ever mentioned on the radio because I have a lot of shame about it. But I was hoarding, and it was a combination of years of pain and neglect,
right,
and a fear,
right,
of losing what I felt I needed. And when we're hoarding, people around us, our family members, our loved ones, end up feeling really helpless. Like, we feel helpless to handle it, but they end up feeling helpless too. And so I notice people step back from that. In fact, I have this memory of painfully but bravely beginning to go through some of my boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff. And I had a roommate that walked in and saw me. And she looked at me and she was shocked. She said, "What is all that?" She said, "Why don't you just throw it away? Just take it all and throw it in the trash." And I felt ashamed. And then I looked at her and said, "Because somewhere in these boxes is something my grandma gave me 4 decades ago. I can't do that." But what I did have to do is I had to begin to face my fear of what all that stuff meant to me. And I had to begin the project of letting go one simple thing at a time. But I had to touch everything. I had to touch everything, and I had to make decisions about whether to keep it or whether to let it go. But girl, I'll tell you, the freedom that comes when you can let it go is like nothing else.
We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and I always feel so sad when we hear stories of somebody can't get out of the house, ashamed for anybody to come into the house. And I just have to tell you, if I was meeting with those family members that, you know, are so frustrated they don't know how to help her get online, family members, help her find a way to get counseling online. Get to Hoarders Anonymous online.
It's hoarders.com, H-O-A-R-D-E-R-S.com, or there's cluttersanonymous.org. So those are two places where you can get support. And right now in this virtual world, that would be a great place to go.
Mm-hmm. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we would love to help you.
And then you're going to send your book, right? Take Your Life Back.
That's right. Take Your Life Back, coming your way. And let's go to Dean, Winter Garden, Florida. WTLN's the station. Hi, Dean. You're on with Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. How can we help you?
Good afternoon. Great to talk to you guys. I actually spoke about 6 or 7 months ago with Dr. Amen. My wife has MS, and I know he mentioned, I think his wife did too. Anyhow, her condition's gotten worse over the past several months to the point where she can barely walk. And she had mercury fillings taken out of her teeth back last fall, but did not have it all taken out. She did a detox in hopes that it would help, but the detox made it worse because it had a negative effect with the current mercury she still has in her teeth. The stuff she took is called NCD2. It's some supplement. Anyhow, she's going back to a special dentist now that's going to do a special procedure to remove all the mercury out of her teeth, including the ones that she has in her crown. She thinks the mercury poisoning has affected her brain and has really made the MS symptoms dramatically worse. And I didn't know what Dr. Amen's insight might be on mercury poisoning of the brain and any effects with the MS or the central nervous system. Yeah.
Well, let's hear. Let's hear what it is. Dr. Amen, what is your thought about that?
Well, mercury is a known neurotoxin. And I think before I'd take the rest out, I would do a hair analysis. Doctor's Data is a common lab
she did that.
Does she show high levels of mercury?
She said they showed levels of mercury. I don't know if they're quote-unquote high levels, but they did show that she had mercury in her blood or in her system by the hair analysis.
Yeah, well, all of them.
I don't know what some.
If it's low normal, I wouldn't worry about it. If it's high, I would pursue on. And then my book, Steve, I think you have it, Memory Rescue.
Yes.
That's my rescue program. And it's not just memory. Mm-hmm. It's also things like Parkinson's disease and MS. You want to make sure her brain and her body is in a healing environment because MS, mm-hmm. multiple sclerosis, is an emergency.
Right.
It means your body is attacking the myelin on yep. your brain cells. That's just a yep. disaster. And then so it's like, why? And we have a mnemonic, Bright Minds, that helps us know the 11 major risk factors. And the T in Bright Minds is toxins. And mercury mm-hmm. is one of them. Mold mm-hmm. is another one. Often mm-hmm. unidentified infections like Lyme disease. Or now COVID, are also negatively impacting the health of our brain. So I think Memory Rescue would just be a great manual on are we doing all the things we can to help her brain heal.
And this is maybe a one-up story, Dean, I'm not sure, but I have a dear friend of mine who was diagnosed with MS and did what your wife is doing, had the mercury removed, and her symptoms went away. Hmm. So, I mean, you follow that, you prayerfully make those decisions and look for the positive changes, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you called. I'm going to get a copy of Your Brain Is Always Listening to You and Memory Rescue, both by Dr. Amen. I hope those are going to be helpful. And I would really wonder what's going to happen when all that mercury is out of there. Dr. Amen, as we close out the program, this is COVID. This the aftermath of COVID, not just if you've had it, but what this has done to movement, connection, society. What do you think is the impact? Is there a kind of a general impact of what we've all been through together?
Oh, no question about it. And there are positives and negatives. Positive 8 out of 10 families are closer to each other. They have more time, and they went through a crisis together. But depression has tripled. Anxiety disorders have doubled. It's more normal to have a mental health challenge than not to have a mental health challenge. We're going to feel the effect of this pandemic for a generation. But it's a huge opportunity to really change the conversation from mental illness to brain health, as you and I've talked about a lot. We need help, and New Life is here to do that. But as you've been talking about, we need people's support. New Life is going to be needed now more than ever before.
Mm. Thank you for that. Well, if you can help us, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But let me say this. A lot of folks, as Dr. Amon mentioned, you've had more time than ever during this time to contemplate, to think, to consider. That has resulted in some families growing closer. But I would say this. Many of you are kind of asking this question because you've got some new awareness of yourself and others. You're asking, now what? I think God might be calling you to repurpose your life. You know, I love watching Flea Market Flip, where they take one thing and they repurpose it and turn it into a totally different chair, wardrobe, whatever. I think God wants to do that with a lot of people, that you're sensing your calling is more than just what you've done. And if you want some help with that, you know, Take Your Life Back is a book that could try to help you get what you've lost and point you to what God has for you. Also, we have wonderful Bibles, Every Man's Bible, the Life Recovery Bible, wonderful Bibles for you that can help you study the Word and get a true grasp of what God's Word means. So you're not just reading it, but you're feeling it and you're knowing it. We'd love to help you with that, and all of that is at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you call us, we're going to try to find a counselor for you. We've got them all over the country, and that one counselor could be a stepping stone to a whole new way of living. But you have to be willing to go do the work, and the work's really not that difficult when you've got a professional helping you. Others of you, you need a support group or a life recovery group, or you want to start one, you call. We'll help you with that also. In this month of May, Mental Health Awareness Month, we're very, very motivated to help you in any way we can do something to improve your situation. And some of you, you've tried everything. And maybe it's time to go to one of Dr. Amon's clinics and get that spec scan done and find out what's really been troubling you. But what a great month, right before summer, to do some things you've never, ever done before. And nobody can do it except for you. Now, one of the things I was just talking to a friend with, when we are abused, we wonder, where is God in all of this? And that may be your big dilemma. Look over at Matthew 18:10. It says that, man, when that happened, your angels were in the presence of God, making sure God didn't miss it. Isn't that wonderful to know we have angels? I love that. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Hope you'll join us for more of New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.